Pick it up from Ayin Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. Toner Rabbanan. Okay, so the Gemara here brings a Braisa, which is recording a similar din which mentioned in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, of Mahi Ba'oisen Hayom. So in the Mishnah there we saw Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and the Braisa here elaborates with different shitas in the Tanoim. The Toner Rabbanan, Yomim Shebein Tayim, the intermediary days, right, between the time he gives the get and the husband actually dies. Bailo zakai b'mitziyasa v'maisi adeh v'avaris nedareh v'yorsha u'mitamilo. So the Brisa here adds in din which we didn't have in the Mishnah, that basically all of the dinim that apply to a regular ishus ish, to a married woman, apply over here. So her husband is zoich in all the mitziyas that she finds, all of the money that she makes, he can do a faris nedarim, and he's yorisher u'mitamilo. Mitamilo, says Rashi, is talking about a koyin. So there's a din that a koyin can mitame to his wife, otherwise it's an Isra Tumah. Klala shal davar, harei gish l'chol davar. She's completely considered to be his wife. Elish eda tzricha emena get sheni, div Rabbi Yehuda. The exception is that she doesn't need a get sheni. This is Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And this is similar to the Shita that we saw in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda held, that they're completely married. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the get only takes effect right before he dies. Right, and therefore also for the din of Aisha's Ish, meaning if she's Mizaneh, she's 100% Chayef for being Mizaneh, because unless he dies that next second, right, turns out that the get was going to be Chal until a second before he died, and therefore she was an Aisha's Ish when she was Mizaneh. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda, which seems to be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah just adds in a few extra din. Rabbi Meir says, Bilas Tliya, it's hanging. So what does that mean, hanging? The Rashi is Masbir, that according to Rabbi Meir, the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, the get is chal for sure. That's unequivocal with Shitas Rabbi Meir, that the get is chal me'achsher from the time that he gives her the get. It's just assuming that he dies, right? So in the situation that he doesn't die, so then the get obviously was not chal, and she'll be an Eishes Ish. So davar tali just means it's contingent. Yes, mamash, it's hanging, it's pending, yeah, on what's going to happen. That's what Rashi says. Hadavar toli achiyamus, right? If he gets better, so then okay, there's no get. That's it. He got better. But if he dies, so then it turns out she was not an Eishes Ish, and therefore bilasa tluya. Now, what does that mean? Nafka. What does it mean? Halacha lamaisa bilasa tluya. That means if the husband ends up dying, so it turns out she was a grusha. What is she chayev? What korban? Nothing. And if
he ends up dying.
If he ends up dying, right, then she's nothing, sure. There's no korban. And if he does not end up dying, then it's not just an Hashem Tal, that's the real deal. Exactly. Korban Chatos. Okay, that Shitas. Remarriage also very clear. So Yehuda is clearly saying that the Misa is going to be right before he dies, in which case she's for sure an Eishes Ish. Remeir holds that the get...
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
That's okay, no.
Why would he be Chayav a korban? He should be Chayav Skid.
Depend. That's what he said. Depend. That was Rashi on Gimel Beis. Either b'mezed b'chenek or b'shoyeg b'chatas. We're talking about b'shoyeg the korban chatas. Just easier to talk about the korbanos within right than chatas. So that's how Rashi speaks it out. And Remeir is clearly saying that the get is chal me'achshav. It's just tluya because it's tluya because we don't know if he's going to die. Okay. Next sheet in the Brisa. Rabbi Yosi Omer, which also we had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Omer bi'ilasa safik. Rabbi Yosi holds that the bia is a safik. Okay, now what does that mean, suffik? Now I'm going to leave Rabbi Yossi right now, and we'll just say it. Well, let's read Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim together. Rabbi Yossi and Bilasa suffik. Chachamim are migreshes and migreshes uvavachi yamus. So Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim both seem to be saying the same idea that it's a suffik. See, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a suffik. We just have to wait and see. When we see, it'll be very clear. We have to wait what happens. If he dies, she was not an Eishes Ish. If he doesn't die, she was. Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim both seem to be saying that even at the end of the day, it remains a suffix. Okay, now this shita is the most difficult shita to understand. We glossed over, we mentioned it quickly when we read the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. There, Rashi mentioned the concept of an Asham Taloi, and we said, because what do you bring an Asham Taloi when you don't know? But Rabbi Yossi is actually a little bit more confusing, especially in Shitas Rashi. This Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bilasa Safik with the Tziunim on the side. I'm going to leave that for now, and we'll just mention Ha'ara. Let's just finish up the Gemara. I'll mention just what the Ha'ara is, and then if we have time at the end, we'll come back to it. Okay. So basically, we have four shitas in the Braisa, but it seems like the last two right now are really the same thing. They're just using different words. Rabbi Yossi's shita is bilasa safik. Chachamim say negreshim negreshes. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ikavit or Me'el Rabbi Yossi? What's the nafkamina? They're both saying the same thing. On Rabbi Yochanan, Ashem Talu ikavinayu. The nafkamina is in Ashem Talu. The Rabbi Meir lo masi Ashem le maisi Ashem Talu. Sorry. Take a step back. The Gemara is going to now go through all the different opinions in the Braisa. My ika bein Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. First, let's understand the difference between Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. Not the Chacham Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi? The Atik Gemara says it's easy. Am Rabbi Yochanan Ashem Talu ikavinayu. Do you bring an Ashem Talu? The Rabbi Meir lo maisi Ashem Talu. Or the Rabbi Yossi maisi Ashem Talu. According to Rabbi Meir, there's for sure no Ashem Talu because either there's nothing or there's a korban chatas. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's going to be an Ashem Talu. Okay, and that's the part which is going to be difficult, which we'll speak about Hashem. The Chacham or Migaresh im Migaresh. So, frankly, Gemara Chacham hain Rabbi Yossi. What Bechlal is the chiluk between Chacham and Rabbi Yossi? They're both saying the exact same thing, seemingly just with different words. The nafkamina is about the din of Rabbi Zera. The Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amr Shmuel, Chamakom, Shamr Chacham, Migresh, Leim Migreshes, by the Chayav Bimizoy Noseh. Rabbi Zera's shita is that whenever Chacham say the Lashon Migresh, Leim Migreshes, the Baal is Chayav to give Mizonos. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that according to the Chachamim, there's a chi of mezonos. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no chi of mezonos. Now, the pashup shat of reading this Gemara, the pashup shat would be the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is whether you hold of the shita of Rabbi Zera. That the Chachamim hold of Rabbi Zera, and therefore there's a chi of mezonos. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Zera, and therefore there's no chi of mezonos. Yeah, you with me, Andrew? That would be the simple way to read the Gemara, and then there should be no problems. However, you take a look at Rashi. Rashi, first word of Ika Benayu, Rashi says, Kloimar. And then he says, Ika Benayu is exactly the opposite of that. He says, instead of saying that the Machlaikis is whether or not you hold Rabbi Zera, says Rashi, everybody holds Rabbi Zera. And the whole Machlaikis over here is Mazonas. It sounds strange. Why is Rashi doing that? But if you read Rashi, just carefully, like Baruch Hashem the guys did afterward, but you read Rashi carefully, and then you just go back to the Gemara, it's obvious why Rashi did that. Because to say that there's a machlokes, Andrew, between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, to say that they're arguing about Rabbi Zera would make sense if they both used the Lashon, both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim used the Lashon of Migareshes and Migareshes, and yet Rabbi Yossi said there's no Chiv Mazonos, and the Chachamim said there is a Chiv Mazonos. Then it would come out that they're arguing about the din of Rabbi Zera. But that's not what we have here in the Brice. In the Brice, Rabbi Yossi doesn't use the Lashon of Migreshes and Migreshes. Rabbi Yossi uses the Lashon that it's a suffix, Bilas a suffix. So that either has nothing to do with Rabbi Zaira, or maybe it's an indication actually that he holds Rabbi Zaira. Andrew, you following me?
I didn't do this part in
Seir. Oh, you didn't do this part in Seir. Okay, so you'll try to follow anyway.
Sorry.
But Rabbi Zaira, so basically, the only way to make it a machlekes about Rabbi Zera is if they're talking about the case of Rabbi Zera, which is Migreshes and Migreshes, and then there's a machlekes. The Chachamim says it like Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Yossi does it. But here, Rabbi Yossi uses a completely different lashon. So Rashi says that's an indication. Not only do we not see that he argues on Rabbi Zera, but fakert, Rabbi Yossi also agrees with Rabbi Zera, and that's why he used a different lashon. He used the lashon of suffik instead. He lost the suffik instead of saying Migreshes and Migreshes because he dafka holds of Rabbi Zera. And therefore, since Shita Sribiosi is that in this case there are no Mizonos, he cannot use the Lashon of Migreshes, in Migreshes. And that's what Rashi says, Ika Benayu Mizoini, right? The Nafkamina is Mizonos, not Rabbi Zera. Ukder Rabbi Zera. I mean, it's going like Rabbi Zera, below the Pleiad. They're not arguing about Rabbi Zera, but Fakert, they both agree with Rabbi Zera.
Why is he Treat Hanayim?
Oh, good. So that's the first part. Now, the end of Rashi asks a separate question. The end of Rashi has a Stamakasha, there's a Stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah, which we started with today. We said that this is commenting on the Mishnah and Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah Ayin Gimel also quotes Rabbi Yossi, and there, what does it say? Migreshes and Migreshes. So there it does use that lashon. That's Tamas Tir. So Rashi has to say, okay, there are different ways of saying over Rabbi Yossi. Different Zemachlaik Asalayim, what exactly Rabbi Yossi said. Yeah, this is Machlaikis. Machlaikis, what did Rabbi Yossi hold? It's not completely different, just did he hold it this din of the Zionists? Okay? So good, that's Adkan until the Mishnah. So we have a Brisa that has, in the end of the day, four different Shitas. Rabbi Yehuda who holds clearly that the get is only Chal right before the Misa, in which case she's for sure Neshes Ish up until that point. Rabbi Meir says the get is for sure Chal at the time of the Nesina, and therefore she's for sure not an Neshes Ish when she did the znus, as long as the get actually, as long as the husband actually dies, because if he doesn't die, then everything's off. Then we have Shita Serbiosi and Chachamim, who both hold that it's a suffix with a little knesh. Serbiosi, the machlek is about mazonis, but they both agree that it's a suffix. Now, so I just mentioned before that this sheet is a difficult sheet. I'll just say quickly what the issue is. The big kash over here in Rabiosi is, what on earth does Rabiosi hold? We said in the Mishnah yesterday when explaining Rashi that really Rabiosi fundamentally agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the get is only chal right before the Misa. So if the get is only chal right before the Misa, why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir says the get is chal from now. Okay, so Rabbi Meir, we understand why he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, what do you hold? If you hold like Rabbi Meir, so then it turns out that she was divorced the whole time. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you should say it turns out that she for sure was not divorced. Rashi says, it says it again over here, that Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that he holds, Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Yitzhak holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the get is only chal right before the Misa. So then why, in the end of the day, is he not saying that she's for sure an Eches Ish? Let me just be mild with one more nekuda. There's something called an Ashram Tolui. What's an Ashram Tolui? Ashram Tolui, the Gemara mentioned, that's when you do an Aver B'Safik. Now, I'm okay with that you bring an Ashram Tolui to Chathchila, because when she did it, she was B'Safik. She did an Ashram Tolui, right? But the problem is, after it's Niskala in 2 minutes, or however, you know, the Lashon is that right before he dies, whatever you call right before he dies, right? Let's say tomorrow, he lives another day. He lives another week, for sure. So then it turns out that she was for sure an Eishes Ish. So she b'chayv a chattas. She should be chayv to bring a chattas.
It's only the scala after the fact. You don't know at the time the Bia was considered, like, right before.
That's right. At the time of the Bia, you didn't know. But then you find out. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says.
Right?
Rabbi Yehuda says she was an Eishes Ish.
Jeremy
5 and 10x. So that's a technical problem. I mean, Rebuta, we saw it again the second time quoting this Rashi, because the Chavon has it before. She does Rebuta is she's Chayv Chenek. The Rishonim ask on that, the Mepharshim ask on that what happened to Asura Suffolk. Look, I don't want to get into all the lumbus, but there's technical issues maybe with that. But the Mice, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says she's Chayv Chenek. So according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you argue on Rabbi Yehuda? Saying Asham Talui, that makes sense for that moment. Bring in Asham Talui then. But once you find out, you should be chayv. So Rashi has a very... Well, this Rashi here basically starts saying what... Who was just saying? Oh, Dani. What Dani said, basically what Dani was saying. But he adds in the concept of Breira. Like, I don't want to get into the whole thing. Rashi basically says, since Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Breira, so Mimela, even at the end of the day when it becomes clear, but since at the time we didn't know, it's a problem of Breira, so it was never a Vade and Breira. Okay, Tosos on Gimel Beis, as a whole Arichos, arguing on this. He slugs up. No, there's no waiting. It's never going to help. Because at Breira means, I'm doing something now, and later on it'll be clarified that this is what was going on. But if you don't hold up Breira, you can never clarify later on what was going on now. So right now, it's still a suffix. Okay, it's a big chiddush. And Tosos argues on it, but a much simpler way to go is the way Tosos goes on Gimel Beis. Tosos just says very simply, not like Rashi. He says, you know what, Rabbi Yossi, you know why it's a suffix? Because Rabbi Yossi is mesupik if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that they get a chal right before, or if we hold like Rabbi Meir, it's chal me'achshav. Then it's like a beautiful. Then it's a pashut of something. Then it's always an Hashem Tolui. Yeah? Before I ask you a question, everyone got that? According to Tosa, it's a very simple mahal. Rabbi Meir holds the get for sure is chal right away, and therefore it's in the Geresh. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's for sure chal later on, for sure Eches Ish. Rabbi Yossi holds, he's not sure. He's mesupik goof about that then. Is it chal right before, or is it chal me'achshav? That's a very simple way to explain. I'm just pointing out Rashi on the Mishnah, and Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns that fundamentally he agrees, like we said yesterday, fundamentally he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the get is chal right before, but since every second could theoretically be that time, because he might die right now, so whenever he does the bia, you don't know for sure that it's a Maisa Veir, and therefore blives an Ashram Tolui.
But require Rashi heals, there's no Breira
right.
Later on, so according to Rashi, you always have to bring an Ashram Tolui.
That's right. It's not according to Rashi. Rashi's understanding of Shita Zubios. Yeah, Rashi's not taking a side of Breira.
The last thing you just said sounds like yet another Shita, not like Tosfos, that the whole issue with Rabbi Yossi is just that what's considered samach lemisa? Was it this moment? Was it this moment? Was it this moment?
Right, that's all in Rashi. That's the way Rashi's learning. Uh-huh. Rashi's learning since that whenever she does the Avera, we don't know, maybe he's about to die.
Right.
In which case, she's not an Ishish.
Right.
So since at the time of the Bia, there's always that suffix,
yeah,
we need Brera to determine that, oh, when we see that he didn't die right away, turns out that wasn't the time. And you can't use it. You can't hold the Brera. So Memela, you can never definitively determine that she did a Maisa Avera. It's a funny thing, because the Maisa, she's married, right? Now, and, okay.
No, you just don't hold a Brera. Why is that such a Kiddush?
Because I don't mind not holding a Brera. So what is it? So now she wasn't married? The Maisa, she's married. And told the guy's not. The guy died in 20 years from now.
Yeah.
It's like a funny thing. Okay, anyway, that Beseder, that's what Rashi says. Okay, anyway, that is the Machlekes here. Four Shitas. And I said I wasn't going to say it till later, but I lied. And I just said Rashi tells. Okay, it says the Mishnah Vayta. Hareza Gitech Almanas. Thank you. Listen, I was looking for some places. Hareza Gitech Almanas Shetit Nili Masayim Zuz. Okay, the rest is pretty smooth now. Okay? Mishnah says, we have the same case in Kiddushin, that a man gives a get to his wife on the condition that she gives him Masayim Zuz. Now, as we'll see, when the man is divorcing, he's in the driver's seat, as we'll see, as opposed to when he's marrying a woman, she's in the driver's seat. So when he's the one divorcing, he's going to be the one making demands. So he says, listen, I'll divorce you. You got to give me 200 zuz. So what does the Mishnah say? I raise the Mugureshes, Vetitin. Everyone has the comma after Vetitin, Andrew? Comma goes after Vetitin. So she is Mugureshes, and she gives the money. Next case. Almanas Titni Li Mikan V'Hashlosh Shemiyom. If he doesn't say that, he just says, Almanas, that you give it to me in the next 30 days. So, Ibn Asalobasoch Shoshavyo Migreshes. If she fulfills it, great. If she doesn't fulfill it, then you're not Migreshes. Seems to be pretty pashut. Okay, for now that's good. Amr Rabshim Gamliel, Maisa Vit Sidon. There was a Maisa in Sidon, it's a place. Be'echa Shamel Ishtoi, Hareza Gitech Almanash Etinili Itztalisi. Va'avda Itztalisoi. So he divorces a woman, Almanas, that she has to give him this Itztala. And what's an itzla? Okay, some type of cloak. And then va'avda, and she loses it. Va'amru chachamim titin lost the mecham. Said, okay, you know what? She can't give the itzla back because she lost it. She can give the dabim instead. And Rashi points out the obvious question, which is, what does that have to do with anything? Right? That wasn't the case being discussed in the Mishnah. Right? Usually being a maisa that supports a certain din. We didn't say any din about money as opposed to the actual item. Okay, so we'll have to see that in the Gemara. Says Rashi, stay tuned for the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, Zoi, my Vetitain. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Vetitain? The Mishnah clearly says the Gerishin works. And it clearly says that the Gerishin is going to work, assuming that she gives the money. But when does the Gerishin take place? So says the Gemara, Ravuna Omar, Vehititain. Ravuna says the Gerishin is chal right away, as long as she gives the money at some point. As Rashi says, it's a tanai ba'alma. It's tama tanai. Right? Whenever you have a tanai, the maisa is chal right now, assuming that the condition is met. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, lichishatite. Not as long as she gives it, but when she gives it. In other words, there is no get at all until she gives the money. In fact, the Gemara might be nayu. What's the nafkamina? Ikabe nayu, shiniskara haget, oshaova. It says the Gemara, we have two nafkaminas. Either the get was ripped up or lost. So now we have a beautiful nafkamina. Ravuna amar vehititain. Ein atzricha mena get sheni. Ravuna holds that it's just a tanai, and the get was chal originally when he gave it. And this is just a tanai, so you don't need another get because the get was chal. Rav Yehuda amar lich shetitain. According to Yehuda, says that lich shetitain, the get is chal when she gives the money. So then tzricha mena get sheni. So then she needs to get a get sheni. Why? Because the get is not chal until she gives the money. When she gives the money, nishtal can get. There's no get anymore. So as Rashi says, it was azla. Okay, so that is clear din, easy mishnah, nice machlekes, crisp, nafkamina, yafit. Utnan nami gabe kiddushin says, we have a very similar case of the mishnah taught by kiddush, kiai gabne, exact same scenario, but just plug it into Kiddushin. The Stana Omer Yisha Red Mikudeshesli Amanasha Eten Lach Masayim Zuz. Like I said here, she's in the driver's seat. So he's the one giving the money. Right? So he says, listen, I'll be Mekadesh you, and it'll be all tied to where I'm going to give you 200 Zuz. The din is Harem Mikudeshes Vite. Again, Lashon Mishnah, the Kiddushin is Chal, and he has to give the money. V'itmar mai v'yitain. The Gemara there asks also, what is v'yitain? What does it mean, v'yitain? Rav Huna Amar v'yitain. Like we said over here, it's just a Tanai. That's Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar l'chash yitain. When he gives the money, the conditional bichal. Nafkamina is, in the meantime, before he's Mekayim the Tanai, the woman sticks out her hand and she's Mekava Kedushin from another guy. Ravuna Amar Bahu Yitain. Ravuna says it's only a Tanai. So therefore, Tanai Ba'almahu Mekayim Tanai Ba'azil. Since it's only a Tanai Ba'alma, he can, the first guy, can just be Mekayim the Tanai by giving him the 200 Zuz, and he goes, and he Zaycha in the woman. So Ruvain, who was Mekayim's woman all Tanai, I'll give you $200, right? Tomorrow, Shimon goes and is Mekadisher. A week later, Reuven gives him $200. He got it. It's his wife. He is Mekayim to tonight. If you don't, Lichashiyitin, no, it's only when you give it. So therefore, Lichayivla, who would have a Kedushin? Who would have a Kedushin? Only when he gives it, Hashel, like a Kedushin. But right now, it's not a Kedushin. And therefore, Shimon, who pulled up and is Mekadisher, he's going to be Zaycha in the woman. Nice Pashup Shat Kasha, the Tosis asks, why did we have to switch the nafkaminas? Right? When it came to get, what was the nafkamina? The get was niskarea or was avda. When it comes to kiddushin, so what's the nafkamina? Another guy comes. Says Tosos, by get also, you could have said, she stretched out her hand and was makadesh and was makadesh from somebody else. It would be the flip side there, the nafkamina, right? According to Rav Huna, that the get is chal right away, so then, if she accepted kiddushin from another guy, that would be Kedushin, right? And according to Yehuda, not. So you could have used that nafkabin, and those is fakert. You could have said over here, Shidiskara Shtar Kedushin. Okay? So those just points out, the only thing you couldn't have said is that the most would be a different story, because this Achlo most, that's the Gemara in Kedushin, that even if the most are not here, the Kedushin might be Chal. But in a Chanam, when it comes to the Shtar Kedushin, we could have said the same nafkabin as the other way.
So why not?
Why didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's also like, he's like, asking half a question, but he's not so bothered by it. He's just like, in a chanam. I don't know. In a chanam, we have to submit here. Okay, Utsricha, Diash, Minigabi Kedushin, says the Gemara. Why do we need to teach the exact same din, right? The same machlekas of Huna and Buda in two places, by Kedushin and by Gershin? The Gemara says, Utsricha, we need both. Diash, Minigabi Kedushin, if you only come with it by Kedushin, Bahak, Amar Ravuna, there, Ravuna would say, Vu Yitain. He's going to say that it's a Tanai, as long as it fills the Tanai, it's good, the Mafreya. Why? Mishum de la Kroiva Kaasi. By Kiddushin, the whole idea of it is that he's trying to be Mekadosh's woman. Right? So therefore, says Rashi, the Pashas is that Mitoich Shechafetzba, he's interested in her, so he wants to make this happen as soon as possible. So, Mitoich, since it's Lekroiva, so we assume that it's Chal right now. Aval Gabi Gershin Fakert, the opposite Svar, Del Rechoika Kaasi, Eva Moidilei, the Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that the same guy, when he's coming to divorce his wife, there he wants it to be chal later, not right away. Because as Rashi says, even a guy is divorcing his wife, mistama b'koishu megarshav. That'll be a hard thing. Therefore, he'd rather delay as much as possible. Now, what about the other way around? V'yash, so why not just say it by gershin? V'yash b'negabi gershin, he only told it to me by gershin. In other words, if Rav Huna only said by gershin that it's chal right away, beha ka'amar Rav Huna. Everyone sees how to read that? Beha ka'amar Rav Huna. There Rav Huna said that it's a Tanai and it's Chal right away. Why? Mishum de lo kasev lemitpa. Because he's not embarrassed to demand the money from her. So he has no, he doesn't care if he's, listen, I don't mind giving the Kedushin right. I don't mind, I'll be Chal me'achshav, right? You better give me that money though, and I'm going to come after you, and if you don't give me that money, you got nothing. Right? So he has no problem having the Kedushin, the Gershin be Chal right away, and he'll go mun her for the money. Aval gabi kiddushin deksifa lemitbe'ei. But when it comes to the kiddushin, again, she's the one that's in the driver's seat. Really, he has to make her the offer. He has to say, listen, I'm going to give you something to marry you. So there, where he's making her the offer, and she will be embarrassed to fulfill the tanai, because she's going to have to go after her husband like, remember you promised me that $200, you know, like on their honeymoon, it's like a little uncomfortable, right? So in order, right, so because of that, so ema moidilei l'reviyuda. So then maybe Rav Huna would agree to Buddha that in that scenario, she's not going to agree to get married unless the Tanai is that they're not married until he gives the money. Right? So even Rav Huna, by the Gerish, Rav Huna says, yeah, it's Chal right away. But the same Rav Huna might say, when it comes to the Kiddushin, that's not going to work, because she's not going to be comfortable doing that deal, because then she has to run after. So she's only, the deal is only going to go through, and therefore that was the arrangement, that he's going to give her the money first, then they'll be married, But until then, there's no kiddushin, so she doesn't have to run after him. You want the kiddushin, give me the money. So that's why we needed to have both. And now the Gemara goes the other way. V'yashmin gabi kiddushin b'ha kam Rabbi Yehuda l'chshiyite mishum l'chsif l'mitbeh. If you only had the case by kiddushin, there Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's going to happen later because of, again, the same thing we just said, the embarrassment of a gabi gerishin l'chasif l'mitbeh, but the gerishin where he's not embarrassed to demand the money, maybe you'd agree to Ravuna that happens, that's chal right away. And maybe if Ravuna only said that didn't by Gershon there, he's trying obviously to delay. So he wants to be chal later. Maybe he'll agree to Ravuna that over there it's taka chal right away. It's richa. So Kamash, therefore we needed that to tell in all the cases that Ravuna, no matter what the svar is, Ravuna always holds it's chal later. And Ravuna always hold its chal right away. Good. Vekti Gemara Kasha. Meisivei. Hareza Gitech. So the din is, and it's a Tosefta here. This is actually from a Tosefta. Hareza Gitech Almanashe Titnili Masayim Zuz. So a guy says, this is a Gitech Almanash that you give me 200 Zuz. Afal pi shenikra aget o shenevat migureshes. Mufurisha Braisa, that even if in between the Nesinas Aget and the Nesinas Hamos, right, that she gives him the money, the get gets destroyed, it's still a good get. Mufurish like Ravuna. The Braisa continues, La'acher lo tinase. What's La'acher?
To another person.
Andrew?
Right?
To another person, she cannot get married. Achetite. So even though the get is going to be Chala Mefreya, when she comes through with the Tanai, she's not allowed to marry anybody else until she comes through. Why is that?
Still
no, she knows she's gonna do it. She's gonna.
She didn't do it yet.
Yeah, but it'll be Chalam Afrei. What's the problem?
It's a Shema.
What?
Shema
dies.
Good. Right. Rashi says the Dilma Lo Yava Benim Seget Bata. If she gives it, Don, it will come. There's no problem. Just we're afraid that she's not gonna give it. And if she doesn't give it,
right,
that's a big problem.
Okay, fine. So that's the Shema.
Right, be'etzim she. It's not be'etzim. In other words, she could.
She could do it and be fine.
Be fine. We don't want to take that risk. The oil. We have another brayse. Tanya raise a gitach almanash is nearly masayim zuz. V'meis nasna ein zekuka liyavam lo nasna zekuka liyavam. So the Tanakam here of the second brayse says that if he made a deal with her before he died, that you have to, I'm giving you the get almanash to give me 200 zuz. If she gave it, as Rashi says lefnei moso, then she doesn't need the yavam. If she didn't give it before the guy dies, then she needs and she's googly up. Now that ostensibly sounds like it's a raya to Rav Yehuda, right? It sounds like if you read that, Kipshuta is like, oh, very good. Wasn't chal, even though she gives the money later on. But let's continue. So that would be like a funny thing. What's the Gemara doing? We just bought one brisa that attacks Rav Yehuda. The oid, and I have another brisa which supports Rav Yehuda. That would be strange. But let's finish the brisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer is another day here. No senes la'av ola achiv ola echem en akrevim. So he says, no. Even after the guy dies, she can be mekayim the tanai by giving it to one of the relatives, to the father, the brother, or another one of the relatives. So now the Gemara speaks out pshat in the machlokes. Ad kano pligi el demar savrali velo liyorshi umar savrali vafilu liyorshi v'kuli alma miyatana hebe. So the Gemara says, if you think about this machlokes, the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and Tana Kama is not the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, the whole machlokes is, can she be mekayim the Tanai after he dies? The Tana Kama says, technically there's no way for her to be mekayim the Tanai. If she would find a way to be mekayim the Tanai, if she would do a Tchias HaMesim or something, right? So then it would be fine. It's not be'etzem a problem. It's just that there's no way for her to fulfill the Tanai. Masha Enke, according to Shimon Gamliel, you could fulfill the Tanai. But both of them fundamentally agree that it's a Tanai. They both agree that it's a Tanai like Ravuna, and that's what the Gemara says. So Kuli Avim Yat Tanai Heavy, and therefore Tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda. So both Brises, and all the Shitas in both Brises, are a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yehuda. So big Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, how money, Rabbi? Says Rabbi Yehuda, no problem. You know who the author of both of these Brises is? And that means the Tanakam and Shem Galil both agree to this Shita, also that I'm about to say. You know that Shita, they're all going with Shita? Rabbi, Dam Ravuna Amar Rebbe Kol Oimer Almanas Ke Oimer Ma'achshav Dami. This happens to be Shita's Rebbe. Rebbe's Shita is whenever you say Almanas, which is the case we're discussing in our Mishnah. This whole, all these cases are cases of Almanas. Almanas automatically is like a Me'achshav. Upligi Rabbanan Lei, but the Rabbanan argue. So says Rav Yehuda, no, Dami Garabon. I hold like Garabon. It's true. You brought me prices. I know there's Tanoim out there that hold like Rebbe. That's Shitas Rebbe. Other Tanoim agree with him. But I don't. I hold like the Rabbanon. And according to me, the get is only going to be Chal later. So let's just recap what we had. So we have in the first part of the Amud, we have four Shitas in the Brisa, which are really explaining the Mishnah we had in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. The second half of the Mishnah, what's the status of the woman in the intermediary days between the time that he gives her the get and he actually dies. So the Mishnah has four different shitas lagabi the din of eshesish, meaning in terms of her being mazana. What's the status? According to the four shitas we have, basically according to Yehuda, she's for sure an eshesish and she's chayiv either chenek or chayiv chatas. According to Meir, she's for sure not an eshesish, assuming that he dies. As long as he dies, she's written on because of me'achshav. And then we have the two shitas at the end, Rabbi Yosef and Chachamim, which are both saying a safek with a little bit of a difference in terms of the mazonos, what exactly the safek is, machloekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now we have our mission over here, that if a person is allowed to make a demand in terms of giving the get, and the same thing is true, that a woman can make a demand when she wants a kiddushin, that the kiddushin or the get will only go through, assuming this condition, we'll call it, is met. Machloekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, is it really called a condition? Or is it something which stops the get from being chal to begin with until it's given? According to Rav Huna, it's just a condition. It means the get or the kiddushin is chal right away. And after, there's just a t'nai that this has to be fulfilled. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, nothing happens until that stipulation is fulfilled. We explained why we need to say by kiddushin and by gerushin. And we slugged up shitas Rav Yehuda from two brises and a half, because it's two shitas in the second one. And we answer that's going like Rebbe, he goes like the chachamim.